Knox has T-ball. He's on the Yankees, which is fine. But my wife said, I'm going to buy a Yankees hat. I'm like, no, I don't want a Yankees hat.
Dads in sports have gotten their sons traded before.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Buy an upside down Yankees hat. You have a Yankees hat, but you're not fully supporting it because this is all upside down and I got
to. It's not a great one.
This is the move. This is how he gets an upside down hat. Look, upside down Yankees.
Turn it upside down. Isn't it the same?
I think you should get an upside down Yankee hat. When's your birthday again?
Nah, I don't have one. I don't have a birthday.
You could just do like the upside down New York. That's not really Yankees then though, is it?
Just give me $30 instead.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Update. Don't give me $30. Don't give me $30. You meant to give me like $45. The last hat I bought was $43, $45.
Yeah.
Hats used to be $30, right? You could get hats.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think you can do that anymore. I think hats are $40.
You can find a hat for $30 that is going to be like
not a great hat.
The dad hat style, you know?
Even some of those, like the nice ones. You know, there's a couple things as you grow up. Video games, for a long time, they were $50. Then they became $60.
I mean,
then they became $80.
Isn't this most things in life?
Yeah. But most things in life do get more expensive, I guess. It's the thing that has a set price where you just kind of, in your head... Yeah. I'll go out to buy a hat today, and in my head, that hat will be $30, and I'll get there, and I'll be surprised anyway. Like, $47 for a hat? And I'll buy it.
What's the most expensive hat you've ever bought?
The cowboy hat that I bought in Nashville because I'm an idiot tourist.
Cowboy hat, though. That's a different genre.
Okay, then it might have been the hat I bought last week that was $47.
$47?
Yeah, the cowboy hat. I think that was $95. Yeah.
$95.
Looking back, I wish I had that decision back. But, yeah, you know, that
seems like a tourist
You're in
trap.
The moment. You're in Nashville. You buy a $95 cowboy hat.
Uh-huh.
And you wear it three times.
Money is no object.
Yes. Yeah, it's on vacation. Bachelor party. We're all going to buy cowboy hats, of course.
Wear it to camp tomorrow.
Now that would be a move.
Wear it to
what
camp.
A move that yeah, would be.
Wear the cowboy hat.
Actually, this would have been a great fantasy football last place punishment.
Yeah.
In the media league. Sal, everybody, you steal this. Last place has to wear a cowboy hat at training camp.
Yeah.
That is a great punishment.
I think it would be excellent. Although the punishment really, like, that's going to be helpful. It's going to be hot in the next couple of days, right? Like, that's going to block the sun.
That's right.
Better than a regular baseball hat.
I feel like it's not exactly sweat wicking if you're going to get some sweat up in there.
Yeah, what's the material? And it's like really, it's leather, right?
I was going to say lacquer. Like, I don't know what the material
is. There's
a...
Lacquer?
Yeah, like a paint stained lacquer. You know, plastic laminate.
Okay.
I don't know. It's not cloth. It doesn't hold that shape.
So it might block the sun, but it's going to be hot under that hat.
You would think. I don't know.
Although, I mean, cowboy hats are, you know, more available in southern climates, aren't they?
True.
They've got to be somewhat... cooling,
breathable.
All the old cowboy hat, old westerns, that they're wearing cowboy hats.
It depends on the style of hat you buy.
Yeah,
there are cloth ones or felt ones that are for like the winter time, but then there's also like the one I have, which is like that hard, it's almost like a hard plastic, and it's breathable. It's got like ventilation in it, so I think you'd be fine. I don't think you'd be all that sweaty, actually.
Interesting. The chat thinks you have a cheap kind of cowboy hat compared to the ones Josh is talking about.
Oh, yeah? Again, it was $95 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So well, what's that now?
I'm not saying that the price was cheap. I'm just saying that the hat might be.
I bought it on Broadway. It had to be top of the line.
Sure. I'm sure.
What? It's a giant hat store. You tell me this is a bad hat?
No, I'm just saying it could have been. It could amongst cowboy hats. I wonder if it's a real top of the line cowboy hat.
All right, I'll ask you a question. Name a brand of cowboy hat.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not. Well, I'm not
Josh,
the expert.
Name a brand.
Maybe Josh can.
Atwood. That's the one I have.
Okay. There you go. Name another one.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. That's it.
I just know the one I have.
Is Stetson sound familiar?
No.
Really?
Stetson?
Stetson, yeah. Stetson.
Isn't that the style of hat?
No, that's a brand.
That's a company, too?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, Stetson.com.
I thought that was just the style.
They invented a style. Yeah, it's Stetson.
What style did they invent?
The Stetson. I don't know if that's true.
Hmm. I'm looking right now.
I'm looking at hats.
These Stetson hats I'm looking at, like these look like good quality cowboy
hats. That's what I have.
That's what you have?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, maybe you have a good quality cowboy hat.
I don't know. Does anybody want it?
Wait, bring it tomorrow. Bring it tomorrow.
Bring it to camp.
Yeah, bring it to camp.
Bring it to camp and
wear it all through training camp.
Here's the new theme. Every guest that comes on the show has to wear it during our segment. So when Sal comes on the segment, all right, let's toss that cowboy hat on. All right, now we're talking from camp.
So when Steve Mariucci's wandering by, it's like, hey, you want to sit for a minute? Like, oh, there's one thing, though. You've got to put this hat on.
Yeah, Mooch, sorry. It's the rule.
I think also that would probably be tough to wear with headphones.
Agreed.
I don't know I don't know how you would do that.
You need earbuds. Not a good headphone hat.
You would need earbuds. Yeah, unless you go like headphones like underneath the hat,
which is always a tough. It's
but
tough.
It doesn't they, really. They don't, it doesn't really stay.
They don't stay on. No.
No. So you couldn't really do the show while you were doing it.
Camp tomorrow.
Yep.
Cowboy hat. I mean, it's not the worst idea.
No. Right? No, it's not. What would be the worst idea?
What did I just see? If Josh Allen wore a cowboy hat to training camp day one, there would be 200 cowboy hats at training camp on day two. I just saw this somewhere where somebody started to wear something, and it just be. Was it the quarterback series? I know what it was. Uh-huh. In the quarterback series, Joe Burrow dyes his hair blonde, and every kid in Cincinnati dyed their hair blonde. Got the blonde M&M buzz cut because Burrow did.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the theory. If Josh Allen showed up to training camp in a cowboy hat by the third day of camp, cowboy hats would be everywhere.
Yeah. I've wondered if the sudden influx of young people having longer hair, younger men having longer hair is because Josh Allen has long hair right now.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? More people, the mullet is in maybe more than it ever has been. Well, more than it has been since it probably was first incarnated.
I feel like you are using mullet as a term it's probably not for. I mean, Josh does not
He doesn't have a mullet, okay. But I'm seeing mullets and I'm seeing like whatever you would consider Josh as flow, right?
Okay.
I'm seeing more of that than ever before.
Lettuce, as the kids call
lettuce.
It.
Lettuce.
Yeah. I mean,
and I don't know if I want to credit him. Maybe he's just jumping on the wave also.
I might say Josh Allen's done a lot of things. I don't think he's brought back hair.
You don't think he's a
no
long hair.
I don't think he's done that.
He's not a trendsetter.
Let's go to our senior goaltending correspondent, Owen Parker. Owen, hair. I mean, right.
Hockey
existed for a long time.
Right. I'm gonna have to claim that
for
the hockey crew.
This is maybe growing beyond the hockey community and hockey fan community. No?
I don't know. Maybe. I feel like every young
He's making it into football flow, isn't he?
Tom Brady did that first.
He did that for 1 year.
Oh, did he not do it first?
Does anyone remember him doing anything with that hair crying on television about going in the sixth round?
Trevor Lawrence did it first.
Trevor Lawrence doesn't really have flow, though. I would say Trevor Lawrence has like
he has a waterfall.
It's too long to be flow.
I might agree with that.
Yeah, it's he's just got more of the like the Fabio hair, if you will.
Okay.
I don't know what else to call it, but his is too long to be flow. Once it gets down to your shoulders, we've reached a new territory.
Yeah, there's a middle ground, a sort of Goldilocks zone for flow that is Trevor Lawrence is well outside.
So beyond it.
He's
beyond
not
it.
Touching shoulders.
Also, flow needs to flow. Trevor Lawrence is like the straightest hair on earth.
It
just
hangs.
Comes right down.
Is he Sunshine from Remember the Titans?
Okay, did Sunshine bring it back? Hair?
Hair. You keep saying hair. It's a specific type of hair.
You're trying to give Josh Allen credit for just having hair just short of your shoulders but comes out of your hat, which I've had for a decade.
You have, but you don't think more people are doing that now because they see their quarterback have it?
I don't. Dawson Knox. What about Dawson Knox? He's had the same.
Curly.
He's had the. So what? He's got flow.
Yeah.
Dawson Knox has had that hair for a while.
There's a specific type of like hair though that I'm thinking of with like Josh has. Like Dawson Knox has like curly hair that not everybody can replicate.
Fair. The real question is now that Josh is like in, you know, movies and stuff or whatever, has a production company and
I don't think he's in a movie yet.
No, not yet. He will be.
Is
he getting better hair care products? Is he like taking care of it now in a way
sure.
that he hadn't before? Maybe not.
More than 5 years ago. Yeah, I'm sure. He's probably going to places more often now that you know, you gotta look cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah.
And when you got hair like that, you gotta, I think, have some good product.
Well, maybe we'll see some new hair at camp. Maybe we'll see.
Watch, he's gonna come in tomorrow with like a buzz cut. All about football.
It would shock people.
The cowboy hat theory is definitely right, though. If he wore that tomorrow, there would be every person in the crowd the next day would have it. If I were him, I would just do it just to see. Mm-hmm. Like, let me test this. What's the most ridiculous thing I could wear that people would copy the next day?
Think how many people wear TB12 stuff. Not that many.
Not that many here, I'm sure.
803-0550, our number. It is Tuesday. It's chilly out. It's not hot. It's not hot.
I had the windows down on the way here this morning.
That's right. It's a cool morning. It's supposed to be hot tomorrow as we get to training camp. 26 of 32 teams report to training camp today.
Yeah.
And by tomorrow, it's every team. The Bills report today. Their first practice is tomorrow. But they report today. And then they practice tomorrow morning. We will be there for camp, for practice. Start talking to people from around the league, people from Bills media will pop in. It'll be a regular radio row kind of situation. We'll be up there. The Extra Point Show live mm-hmm. from there as well with Sal checking in. And One Bills Live, I'll be setting up. So lots of camp coverage on the way as we get off to St. John Fisher. Exciting times. Exciting season, right? And today, yes. And today we get a helmet.
Today we get a helmet.
Today we get a helmet.
Which means it's going to happen at 10:02 probably, right?
I'll go 9:57. That's just the most offensive time for us personally. That's usually when. Can we get a leak this morning? A leak of the helmet? The reporting yesterday on that, like rumors, rumblings, I heard from multiple people that it's not red. Now,
right,
is that a smokescreen?
Because I wondered that, because
if it's not red, you have some Bills fans that are going to be upset. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. We just want one thing. It's the final year at Highmark. A one-off red helmet would not be hard to just throw on your current uniform. Just wear red. That seems to be the elevator pitch, and it's not that tough to agree with. Like, fine, if the people want that, let them have that.
Right. I mean, at this point, I would almost even take the standing buffalo as an alternate helmet, because the helmet that was described yesterday was a white helmet with a silver buffalo.
Let's get to the full description. I've heard gray, white, silver, chrome, looking like it's snowing, cream. So I don't...
Something wintery themed,
is it?
I think is kind of what all of that falls under.
Is it possible that what we get today is a helmet from the Rivalry Series to tease those uniforms that are coming out later?
And then
the Bills, maybe the Rivalry Series teams, the AFC East and the NFC West, are going to show up. That would be a good way to build buzz. Boom. Here are the 8 helmets of the Rivalry Series. Ooh, what's that uniform going to look like?
But the uniform in football is not the main event, right? Like, the main event is the helmet. The Bills,
but the uniform,
if they wear a white and silver helmet, what's their uniform going to look like? It's just going to be white.
Maybe.
With silver numbers, maybe, is going to be like the most, you know, crazy thing I'm going to get.
Maybe.
Uniform.
It's possible. I mean, you don't get everything from the helmet. You get something. And the star of the show, while it might be the helmet to a degree, the thing people buy is the jersey. And I don't know if they want to drum up interest for it or what. Because the idea of a white/gray helmet, what would that match with that they currently wear? Is there something it would match with?
No.
They used to have gray on their face mask, and when they got rid of the gray face masks for white face masks, a lot of people were happy about that.
Yes.
And a lot of people didn't notice that. So I don't know what a white/gray/chrome. If you go find, there is a mock-up of a jersey. I think it's a Photoshop with like Keon Coleman in it, where he's wearing chrome or nickel, and it's supposed to be like, if these are the Nickel City jerseys, they look like Oregon. They are pretty sweet. But the thing you always have to remember with these rivalry uniforms is, will the jersey sell? Mm-hmm. The point is to sell gear. And I'm excited to find out the answer to some of these questions. Like, what does this new helmet, if it's not red, Does it just go with what they wear? I don't know. Is there a new throwback? The Steelers yesterday introduced a brand new throwback that has black numbers on one side and white numbers on the other side. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't notice
that. The front numbers are black and the back numbers are white.
2015 Sabres all over again.
Right.
Different colored numbers.
The Steelers are just dropping jerseys from the 30s.
Right.
That's the 1930s Steelers jerseys are, hey, here you go. And we've seen that a couple times where teams are just, hey, the Commanders, here's our new set. Here's the Steelers' new set. Hey, the Saints have a new set. The Bucks, we're going to go back to our, you know, creamsicle days for a couple games this season. So, yeah. Could the Bills go to a throwback that people forgot about?
Don't you feel like it'd be crazy? Maybe. Like, if you go back to their original 1960 uniform, I think that they only wore for one season. Like, it was just blue and silver.
Okay.
Like, I think they looked like the Lions because Ralph Wilson was from Detroit. I have that story at least close to accurate.
I didn't wear it today. I have a hat, and what's it look like? It is gray and blue.
Yeah.
And is that the draft hat or the training camp hat? I don't remember. But it's a gray hat. I got gray instead of white, and when people see it, what do they think? They think it's a Lions hat. I've worn that the last 3 days in here. So, okay. I mean, could it be that we're talking about a throwback where the helmet is gray/white and it is one of these old AFL or whatever setups?
Maybe. They play, like, you can go back to the 40s when they were, like, in the All-American Football Conference. Like, that's what the Steelers are kind of doing, right? Like, uniforms that were worn 100 years ago. So maybe they could find that. But doing anything before the Standing Buffalo, like, you're at a point then when a lot of fans don't even know that exists.
Right.
So
that's what the Steelers just did, is it not?
But what the Steelers are doing, like, it still looks like the Steelers, right? Like, the logo is still there. Color scheme is still there.
It doesn't really look like the Steelers. I mean, sure, it's black and yellow.
Right. I mean, but the Pirates, like, these Bills uniforms I'm looking at, like, you're a blue and silver team now. And you're not wearing a logo that anybody would recognize.
Could the Bills get behind that? Could Bills fans, would they buy a blue and silver setup?
I think maybe. Like, again, like, if it kind of looks like some sort of wintry theme more than like a throwback, then I think that would probably do better.
The blue and silver is the first set of uniforms they ever wear.
Right.
And those are not any that they've ever brought back.
No.
How come?
There's a number on the helmet.
I got the Steelers going back to the 30s. The Bills are not going to go back to the 60s.
They did only wear for 1 year.
Okay.
So, like,
all the more reason to bring it back for 1 year.
That's the thing. Like, when you think go back to the 60s, you're thinking of the Standing Buffalo, which they've done a lot.
Yeah.
And by the way, like, I wouldn't be against doing that either. I that's where I really am confused and wondering. I had thought until yesterday they're going to release an alternate helmet today. And then we're going to get the Rivalry Series uniforms later. So, inevitably, what would the alternate helmet be? It would be something throwback. Yeah. Because it's your final year of the stadium, and Rivalry Series isn't going to really do the nostalgia game. That's going to be something brand new and different. So, if they were to only have that one alternate, and it's brand new, different type of looking thing, because it's this new Rivalry Series, it would feel weird not to have anything throwback.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. Because if we get what you laid out of a Rivalry Series helmet today, and then we're going to get the rest of the uniform later, then I'm not getting a throwback.
Can't they just...
I don't think.
I forget the rules, but the rules got loosened on this. In fact, the rules got loosened last year, and the Bills, or maybe 2 years ago, didn't act on it. And the explanation was, we're going to see if they loosen things further. Right? We got to talk to Sal about this at 8 o'clock. He had the news on this. I feel like... I don't know if it was Pete Quelley or somebody else at the time, if it maybe all the way back to when Ron Rakuya is in charge and we're asking questions about, like, could you have a new jersey? Well, we feel like it doesn't match the whether it's the red helmet doesn't match what we want to wear now. We wouldn't put it with our red jerseys. Would it fit with the jerseys they wear, the uniforms they wear? I think it would. I'm at gridironuniforms.com, which is the history of the Bills uniforms.
Uh-huh.
Have they had the same uniform since 2016? With no changes, really?
Yeah, no. And what is the change even before that? Like, 2011, they go to the new... They go to the this form of
yeah.
uniform.
And it's been tweaked.
But it was Reebok.
It's been tweaked a couple times. They add red. Like, red becomes a little more prominent in 2015 and then 16. Last year, they wore red tops with white pants for the first time in that kind of setup. So that's a new entry.
Uh-huh.
It's, I mean, it's exciting. There's no doubt about that. I'm excited about what it might be, but it's kind of tough to guess here. What would a white, snow, gray, cream setup look like? A set of uniforms where they're going to pay tribute to the fact that it snows, right? I'm eager to see that. I just kind of don't know.
I tend to think it's going to look like some version of what the Vikings did last year. They have a Winter Warrior uniform, and it's basically all white. The logo on the helmet is like purple outlined, but that's the only amount of purple. The numbers, though, are still purple. So maybe that is what you get. Maybe you get the white slash silverish, chromeish, you know, creamish, whatever it is, helmet, and the uniform is all white, and it's like silver outline, but you're still getting the blue numbers. Because you are going to want to see the numbers, right? If it's a white uniform with silver numbers, you know, it's going to be hard to look.
It's tough on the play-by-play.
It'll be hard for Chris, right?
It might be tough on fans in the stadium, too.
So maybe you just, you know, you stick with the blue in the numbers, and everything else looks white or silver.
Is that really that new? I mean, right now, the only thing you're doing there is changing the trim. You're going to say the numbers are still blue and everything else is white? Like, I've changed trim.
Kinda. I mean, the Vikings from last year is something you would say they'd never worn before.
No, that's right. But I mean, that's just a jersey with the trim whited out.
Yeah,
that's all that really is.
I don't know jersey wise what you can really do of that they haven't already done.
The Bills?
Yeah.
Well, they haven't done anything in 10 years. They could do Zubas. Just saying.
Yeah, but is that not too crazy?
You know what? Let's come up with four ideas here. So we can put up a Twitter poll. Which is the best of the four ideas? One, I mean, people. If we put this Twitter poll up, people will just shout red helmet because that's what a lot of people want. Zubas,
just assume the
1960s blue and silver, a completely brand new set. I mean, that is happening.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited for it. Hopefully it happens morning news window here. Maybe it happens at 1 o'clock. I can try to find out what time this whole thing's going to happen. 803-0550, our phone number. So, Bills report to camp.
I just found some All-American Football Conference uniforms for the Bills, and they are wild.
Yeah.
They also do look like the Lions. It's so blue and silver.
Okay. Well, that's where it is kind of funny to look back on jerseys. The Steelers, the ones that they just dropped yesterday, if you dropped these uniforms today, you would be mocked until your death. But because it's from the 30s, what do people say? Ooh, love it. Like nobody saw these jerseys. Here they are, the Steelers rocking black numbers on the front, white numbers on the back, some crazy pattern on them, yellow helmets. Here's the Steelers wearing yellow helmets too.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever. I mean, it's...
You can get mocked for. I remember the Giants last year had jerseys. Everyone said they looked like the Montreal Canadiens.
Yes. I liked them because they were actually different.
Yeah. And Michigan at the same time.
They looked like Michigan because they had the Wolverine kind of...
That pattern on the helmet?
Yeah, there's a term for that. I forget what that's called.
That pattern?
Yeah, that pattern has a name.
I didn't know that.
And it's not the Wolverines. They wear it famously. So does Delaware. And
okay, yeah, yeah.
The Giants in that game did where they're wearing red and like leather pants.
Okay.
All right. 803-0550. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. We're at camp tomorrow. We're in studio today. The Steelers throwback helmet, 1933 jersey stripes. White block numbers on the front, black block numbers on the back, the city crest, 1933 pants, beige pants the Steelers are
beige
wearing.
Beige pants.
Beige.
You know it's throwback if there's beige pants.
Yes, yes. You're supposed to look like you just walked out of a 1930s textile factory. That's how it's supposed to work.
Right.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. We'll talk with Sal today. He's got his latest up on the storylines at each defensive position. We'll track some contract stuff, whether it's Trey Hendrickson or a couple other news pieces of news and notes at the NFL training camp deadline, I guess, as we get to see who's going to be there and who's not around the league. So plenty to get to. And you can give us a call, 803-0550 here on WGR.
we've never had the dynamic of Hard Knocks, so that's going to be kind of an interesting part of this whole equation. And how does that look? What does that feel like? It's going to obviously be a lot more cameras roaming around, and that's going to be something else that I know we're all going to be watching and seeing. And after the first couple of days, I'm sure it'll just become second nature to be like, oh yeah, okay, they're here. But the first couple of days, it'll be like, wow, this looks different and feels different.
Josh Reed joining Sal Capaccio yesterday on the Extra Point show. Hard Knocks. Would imagine they're starting some pre-production stuff already and filming guys moving in, walking in. Used to be that when players reported, and actually I wonder if this happens today, you'd see the player walk in, there's the television cameras all set up, mm-hmm. so-and-so walks in, waves, pillow, Xbox, you know, mm-hmm. whatever you need. I don't know if they still do that. I guess we'll find out today.
Someone's going to bring in Settlers of Catan, right? Because they're all
gotta
about that.
Got to bring Settlers, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the story that Josh Allen won the most impressive game of Settlers, who was it? They play Settlers a lot. If you played Settlers, you know. And I think Joe Marino was telling me the story. That Allen won, I don't know, without building a single road or a city. He's won, like, the victory points. Anyway, okay. We don't need to go this deep into Catan.
That's a lot of development cards.
Yeah, right. Like, that's... Thank you. As you played, you know. Apparently, he can win a lot of ways.
You didn't. You have no idea what's going on right now.
That's right. Are you missing out if you've never played Catan?
It's maybe. Sounds like it.
Have you ever played?
I've never played it.
Oh, okay. It's a fine, fun, you know, four people at a party game.
Okay.
Not too many, but four. Can you go with more than four?
How long does it take?
You can get an expansion pack.
Yeah.
You can do up to eight.
Up to eight people. How long does it take?
Yeah.
2 hours, 2-3 hours?
Depends on how many people you have.
Yeah.
But, yeah. About 2 hours.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's a fine game.
It's not bad.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Happy day before camp. Do you think summer ends tomorrow? People do say that. Summer ends when camp begins. I do not agree with that. We still got some summer left. But it definitely is the start of everything. When I think about football season, I think about more than just, oh, the Bills will play. I start to think I will know what day of the week it is.
Uh-huh.
Because football's back. And Sundays, it's all lined up, and we've got triple headers every Sunday, and games on Monday. And, you know, we're coming in talking about the Thursday Amazon game, putting together a three-way parlay, setting fantasy lineups. Like, everything kind of blooms, right? It's like it's spring socially. Everything's going to be back in bloom soon. Not that summer's bad for this, but just feels like life returns to normal. Football season is what's normal, and not having football is, you know, weird.
I like to have the weather go along with it. Like, yesterday felt like a day where if camp had begun with – yesterday was nice, like crisp and not humid. If I get that, then I'll be like, okay, yeah, that, like, so this is the end of summer here. If I were to get this morning – it was in the 50s on my car.
And it's chilly.
But are we going to feel like, oh, summer's over when it is 95 degrees
tomorrow.
on Thursday?
That's right.
And then tomorrow it's in like the 90, it's in the low 90s. Like, ugh. But once my fantasy drafts are in, once I've got my teams, I can just have the tabs open and look at it, then I truly feel like that summer is over.
803-0550 if you want to join us in 1-888-550-2550. I have a link at NFL.com that I knew I didn't need to click. It's ranking season, right?
Uh-huh.
This is a list. Ooh, I have a fun little game.
Yeah.
What? I guess this won't be that fun. I'm just thinking of it on the fly, so I won't make you play the game. Like, what list could you click and be confident the Bills will not touch? The Bills will not be on this list. This might be the most confident I've ever been. I do not need to click this.
The top 10 receivers in the NFL.
I think you should be more confident in this one. They're more likely to be on that list than this one.
Really?
Yes.
Someone's more likely to think Khalil Shakir is a top 10 receiver in the NFL.
Yes, than this one. I think this might... All right, now the game's back on. This is the least likely list you could possibly see the Bills on this year.
Teams that could pick first overall?
Ooh. Close. We could debate which of these is least likely. It's close.
You're saying this list could be seen as less likely than the Bills being on a list of teams that could pick first overall?
I think it's debatable. That's how nuts that okay. You've pushed me as far as I can go.
Yeah.
That's coach fired? No. The Bills are again, you'll see them on that list. We have Jason McIntyre with Colin Cowherd suggesting McDermott's going to go and Nick Saban's going to get the job. You know, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Top offensive rookie of the year candidates.
Ooh.
What's more likely? Jackson Hawes is an offensive rookie of the year.
Yeah.
Or they pick first overall. I mean, they're drafts about the defense. So at NFL.com, there are two side-by-side links about top 10 offensive rookie of the year and top 10 defensive rookie of the year candidates who are the favorites to win these awards. And I just knew I do not have to click that one. It's Dan Parr, senior editor, NFL.com. I knew.
It's maybe it's maybe less likely.
It might be the least likely.
Honestly, like the way that can go, I feel like it would be more likely that like some undrafted rookie running back that we don't know the name of right now is more likely to win that award than any other than like Jackson Hawes or any other Bill.
Chase Lunt, offensive rookie of the year.
Chase Lunt. You're right. There is nobody.
It's not in them. It's not.
Oh, what about Caden Prather? They did pick a receiver in the seventh round.
And this
if he had 1,000 yards this year for the Bills,
right?
Maybe he'd win it.
They're not on the defensive list either. No Bill made the top 10. So as Dan Parr, NFL.com, the top candidates for defensive rookie of the year.
That would be one I would click on, though.
Yeah, me too. I did. I did. I wanted to see, like, is Max Hairston going to make that top 10? He did not. Again, it's one last day of ranking season. We probably have a little bit more ranking season after today. But
I mean, the top 100 is going until, like, October 8th.
That's true. And nobody knows it's happening because they're doing it two at a time. But, yeah, not a blip on the offensive side because this draft was about, you know, adding in those defensive pieces.
I mean, what would it be for any of their defenders to win Rookie of the Year?
Hairston, I think,
he'd have to pile up interceptions.
Yeah.
Usually that's how Jarris Bird. Well, Jarris Bird didn't even win it, right? Jarris Bird came in second.
He did.
In Rookie of the Year. And what did he have? Like 7 interceptions? Like he had a crazy first year and he didn't win it.
Do you know who won it last year?
Defensive Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
Jared Verse.
Yes. The year before? Will Anderson.
Okay.
Sauce Gardner, Micah Parsons, Chase Young. One thing about this list.
Pass rushers?
It's a lot of pass rushers, but the one thing that it is, you don't find a lot of flash in the pan guys. I guess Chase Young did not hold
it
up
was
the
guys,
way he did.
Guys that were picked like really, really
guys
early.
Guys picked high. If you want to go, it's not all pass rushers, but how many corners have won defensive rookie of the year?
You mentioned Gardner.
I've got, since 2000, I've got 3.
Okay.
It's Gardner, Marshawn Lattimore, Marcus Peters. That's it. Since 2000.
Right.
And going back even further, the 4 defensive backs ago, rookie of the year, is Charles Woodson. That's a long time ago. So
would you think like Landon Jackson or TJ Sanders is more likely if they go out and get like, hey, he surprised everyone and had 14 sacks
right,
this year.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think they have.
He's in the running.
They have 2 guys in Hairston and Sanders that are, whatever, we'll expect big things from them. Can they land on the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year conversation? Let's hope so.
I mean, it would be tough for a rookie really to ever win on this team, right? They pick so low, and that fuels expectation and also just the caliber of player. And it's a team where maybe they're more willing to slow play a guy. There's less jobs that are open, right? Like, Max Hairston could just be a little, you know, just have a little bit of a need to adjust to things as camp rolls on in the preseason. Like, it doesn't look bad at all. It's just, you know, let's give him a couple of weeks. And suddenly he's playing fewer games than that same player that's playing for a team that has, like, nobody else. Like, on a bat, like the Titans. The Titans have a bunch of openings. Like, that guy can make the team there. So your opportunity is a little lesser. The team is less reliant on you. So I think it'd be tough for a rookie almost ever to win with this team.
Yep, that's probably right. Not trying to make any sort of statement with that observation, just, you know, a fun little note.
If Hairston could pile up some pick sixes, then I feel like he could have a shot. Fastest player on the team, right? Run away from everybody and get 5 pick sixes, and you've got a shot.
Yeah.
That's what Not Trayvon Diggs. Who was the other guy?
Deron Bland. Yeah, a bunch of pick sixes.
Do that.
803-0550 to join us and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a ring when we get back. I woke up to some news that I wake up to every single year. And every single year, I like the Bills in the Super Bowl. I think it's going to be different. And once again, it was not. Hey, everybody. Good morning. Jeremy and Joe. I woke up this morning in my email inbox. There it is. The Masters.
Ah, yes.
2026 ticket application update.
Yep.
I clicked this email and read it with all the anticipation I did when I was applying to colleges to see if I got in.
Nope.
Thank you for submitting your 2026 application. We have now completed the ticket selection process for the Masters Tournament. I'm breathing. We deeply appreciate the level of interest in attending the tournament from golf fans worldwide. Each year we work to... Oh, sorry, you've not been picked. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Get used to that.
Yeah. That's like you're 20 in a row.
Yeah. I played golf with a gentleman a couple weeks ago that said that he went to the Masters last year. It was his 21st year in the lottery, I believe is what he said.
Oh, okay, so I'm due.
21 years he was trying to get tickets, and he finally got the email. He got, you know, accepted last year.
You know the funny.
So it could be a while.
You know the funniest thing about this rejection letter? Unfortunately, your entry was not selected this year. Thanks. But we've now completed the ticket selection process for the Masters Tournament, Augusta National Women's Amateur and Drive Chip and Putt National Finals. Like there's a amateur and drive chip and putt national finals. So the women's am, that's probably great, but the drive chip and putt national finals at Augusta. You get all of that in.
Oh, that's included in
a ticket.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought they were offering that to you as a consolation prize.
Right.
Which you still would be able to see Augusta.
You know what this email does not say? If, in fact, you would like to come, simply eating an egg salad sandwich will grant you access to the grounds. It does not say that.
You must
that.
Record yourself on video eating an egg salad sandwich, send it back.
Say, if it did say, check this box if you're willing to do that, I would... I'm going to be honest, I would think about checking that box to see how serious they were. But no, I probably wouldn't do that. Did not win Masters tickets.
No,
so
me neither.
What are you doing next year for the Masters? Me? Not going. Again.
Have our own Masters party with the shipped egg salad sandwiches from Georgia.
I am going to get maybe the pimento box this time. Pimento cheese.
I don't think you can order just the pimento. I think you have to get both.
No, I'll do what you did, which is order the whole thing, and then everyone leaves the sandwiches because nobody wants them. Right?
Their presence, though, will still be in your house if you order them.
That's terrible.
And a lot of them.
Right into the trash.
Maybe they, I don't know, maybe they do let you just select the pimento. I feel like they should. If they're prepackaged, I'm not sure.
Yeah. 803-0550. 26 teams report to camp today. Two have already been there. Lions and the Chargers saw yesterday that Jameson Williams is showing off improved hands.
Mm.
There you go.
I saw a Kamini Vidal training camp highlight.
And?
He looks fast.
Great. Best shape of his life?
Best shape of his life. Fastest he's ever looked.
Gotta love it.
This is a backup running back for the Chargers, by the way, for everyone that has no idea who I'm talking about.
Is he on job watch now with Nyheim Hines going to the Chargers?
Maybe.
Former Bills great Nyheim Hines?
Yep.
803-0550, training camp chatter. Sal at 8 o'clock. Got a question about the AFC when we get back. See what everybody's feeling about the competition. So we'll do that. We'll talk with Sal at 8 o'clock. It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.